Today is a day on which we celebrate many feasts. Of course, here in this Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, we have already this morning celebrated the Immaculate Heart of Mary, to whom this month of August is dedicated. And we have received from God, as our Lord says in the Gospel, and from our Lord Himself, the bread of heaven. And it is this that we celebrate too on this first Saturday of the month. And many have received the gift of the sacrament of confession, the forgiveness of their sins. Now, in all these things, there is one thing that is operating. It is the will of God. It is the mission of the second person of the Trinity, who is born of the Virgin Mary, true God and true man, and who feeds us with his body and blood. And then, of course, St. Paul tells us, reminds us, who can separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine? Will nakedness or peril or the sword? No, none of these can separate us from Christ, from God the Father. In all of these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us, who came down for us, who has come to give Himself to us for our salvation and for our heavenly food. Not even all the choirs of angels, of course He names a few of them, not all of them. No creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then, of course, we have in the Gospel, and always somebody seems to be turning around my ribbons. That was not the Gospel that I read, but that's okay. It's still the Gospel, still the Word of God. And I like to know who it is that messes around with my lectionary and my missal. But here we have our Lord, true God and true man. He heard of the martyrdom, the beheading of his cousin, St. John the Baptist. And the natural outcome of death is sadness. So our Lord himself shows that he is truly human. So he went off by himself to mourn, and the people followed him. And then the apostles, the disciples, came to him. There were many, many, many people, a vast crowd. And his heart was moved with pity for them. First of all, he made miracles happen for them. He cured their sick. So we can approach him when we are ill, when we are sad, when in any way sickness touches us, spiritually or physically. And he will heal us. But this was not the only thing that they needed. So it was late, and the disciples thought, well, they can't even go out and buy some bread for themselves. Our Lord says to them, there is no need. There's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves. And they wonder, how on earth are we going to do this? How very often do we not say the same thing when some difficulty arises? How are we going to do this? How are we going to fulfill His will, His word, His command? And so he finds out, and we find late in another gospel that it was St. Philip the Apostle who tells him, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And our Lord simply says to them, bring them here and tell them to sit down, and then he begins to feed them, one by one by one, and the five loaves and the two fish, the basket continues to be full and full and full. They never run out, because we never run out of the mercy of God and of the generosity of God. Then after, he says, bring back the leftovers to me. And the leftovers are much more than that which they had originally. So they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of bread. 12. A symbolic number, but yet real. The 12 tribes of Israel. And the 12 apostles. And they bring about 7 baskets of fish. And yet, everyone had enough. How can this be? How can this happen? It is a tremendous miracle. Everyone acknowledges it. And we have to acknowledge it too. So the same person, true God and true man, who is here in the tabernacle, whom I will call down again upon the altar when I pronounce with his words, with his mouth, the words of consecration. This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood. He will feed us. He will take care of us. There is no need to wonder. And St. Matthew says, those who weighed were about 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. In addition, they would have had their servants and their slaves. So maybe 20, 30,000 persons were fed by these few loaves and these few fishes. Is not Christ God? Can he not give us anything we need and anything we want if it is rightful? Here he shows us in this Gospel of St. Matthew, as he does several times during his public ministry. He is the Son of God. We can do no better than to follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.